What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
If you're in Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
And you mention Cream Fiend and ask for a discount, he might give it to you.
Maybe.
You never know.
I thought that was going to be like a really good segue into the ad that you were about to do.
Mm.
Yeah, but other way with it.
I thought it was going to be great too, and then halfway through I was like, I got nothing. Yeah. My brain went blank.
Anyway, thanks to Cream Fiend for sponsoring the podcast. We're going to get him some little cards, little business cards to hand out to people.
Sticker.
A little bit of back and forth. You know, you like Cream Fiend, you like fucking doing bacon cakes at 3 a.m. Like a bit of that. Why not have a bit of unfunny podcast to go with that? hand in hand.
So we're brought to you by Cream Fiend. They deliver nitrous oxide to you any time of the night, straight to your door, when you're baking cakes at 2 a.m. in the morning.
So we're brought to you by Cream Fiend.
Yep.
And they're pretty good.
They're pretty good. Like if you want Nangs,
yeah,
and
I kind of do now.
You don't have any. And you're like, fuck. Where do I get some Nangs? Coles is shut.
We need to bake a cake live on the podcast.
Oh no, I want to do my own cooking show.
You got any balloons? So that we can celebrate our sponsorship with Cream Fiend.
Are we getting money? Or are you just handing out cards?
I'm just handing out cards, mate. Get the word out.
Is it brought to you by How to Not Comedy?
What? Cream
this
Fiend?
Is such a great fucking plug.
Is Cream Fiend brought to you by How to Not Comedy?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be the other way around?
How to Not Comedy? Yeah, for the people listening. But when he turns up to their door, it's the opposite side of thing. So
what the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know.
Explain that to me. How does that work?
So we're plugging Cream Fiend.
Yes.
And in return, he's plugging us.
Yes. But his business is not brought to you by this fucking podcast, you retard. He's just doing us a favour.
The business might be brought to him if people are listening to this right now and they're like, wow, I'm a big fan of cakes and whipped cream. And they're like, fuck it, I'm going
to
call Cream Fiend.
You need to
and
go
then
back
they,
to school.
And then they Google it and they're like, fuck, I don't live in Newcastle. Never mind.
You've done all... You don't need any fucking nitrous oxide. You're fucking stupid enough.
Yeah,
already.
Nah, fuck me up last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cream Fiend.
Cream Fiend. Woo. That was fun.
What's going on, fellas?
Are we sure that we've got both channels, all channels recording this time?
Yeah.
Unlike last weekend when we didn't have Tyler and everything fucking went to shit because
we're
retarded.
We? Motherfucker, you were producing.
Well, I did a test and then we plugged in some headphones and then the microphone took over one of the channels, and none of us were to know because we're fucking dumb. Only one of us.
You keep saying
know.
We. You're the one who had the laptop in front of you.
Whatever,
you saw the levels.
We did the
you
test.
Had the... No, don't be blaming the test, motherfucker. You had the levels, the bars moving.
Yeah.
Did something not click where you were talking?
I wasn't looking at that. I was focusing on creating quality podcast content. Unlike some
and
of us.
We can see where that fucking went.
It was actually a good episode. It's a shame.
It was
that,
great.
Shame that it's fucking gone.
Let's upload that for the Patreon users. Just me.
Just half a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally half a podcast.
It'll probably be the best one ever because you don't have me fucking rambling in it. This one's doing really well.
Dead air. Jokes with no context.
So, yeah, we're pretty clever at this. That's... Awesome. This is How to Not Comedy, obviously. Fucking...
You want to tell them your name?
We're not doing the name thing.
Yeah, I'm Mitchell Coyne, and this is Ethan Bentley, I guess you're my friend. We've known each other 14 years now, so...
Yeah. I've just been around for a while.
Yeah. You moved away. No, you moved away. I was the one who came chasing after you.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
the boy pussy is that good.
So good.
He travelled hundreds of thousands of metres to chase me down.
So many metres. So, real quick, you've been sick all week.
Yeah, I've been fucking crook as, and I did not want to do the fucking make everyone else sick, like go out.
Should have.
I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm probably making you sick right now.
With any luck.
Yeah. As well as the audience being sick of me, you will actually get sick from being around me. But yeah, I was really sick and I didn't want to be that cunt going around making everyone else sick. I did want to go out and do comedy, but I didn't want to be a fuckwit.
Yeah.
So I stayed at home.
You're still a fuckwit though.
Yeah, no doubt. Still a fuckwit. Just not a fuckwit that makes other people ill.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be hacking into the microphone. And, you know, that's the low-hanging joke there. It's just everything I do into the microphone is hack.
Wow.
But when I'm actually sick, it's proper hack.
People love it when you make inside jokes about comedy. I feel like we should do more of that.
I think you're giving the audience not enough credit. They know what hack means. If something's
I don't
hacked.
Think we've got an audience.
Good point.
Yeah.
All right, one to you.
I did just check our fucking YouTube numbers, and we've only got 25% of viewers in Australia.
Really?
And I couldn't see any other countries.
So out of 55 people, like 15 of them are probably actual listeners.
Yeah, and the rest are Russian.
Russian bots that are combing the internet for quality content.
Yeah.
Haha, not going to find any here, suckers. Yeah. Fuck right off.
I went to one show. This was a great week for comedy. There was two shows this week.
You went to one?
I went to one of them. My cat got chased up a tree by some dogs, and it was a whole thing, so I didn't go to the second, which is a pity. But we just listened to my set, and
absolute
I feel like
destruction.
I've...
destruction. Just killed it.
I've broken the bomb streak.
Yeah, I'll give you it. It wasn't a bomb.
It wasn't a bomb. It certainly wasn't a bomb.
It was a long-winded, mediocre set.
Yeah. The jokes that worked really well, and the jokes that don't work did not work at all.
Yeah. You're at this, like we said when we just watched it then, like, you went overtime by like 40 seconds.
Yeah.
If you cut that back to your 5... and just cut out the fluff, you're going to have a really good set.
Yeah.
All wrapped up, ready to fucking regurgitate every week.
Can't wait.
Fucking love comedy.
I can't wait to just do the same thing and stop writing.
Yep, just do it over and over again.
Yeah.
Because you fall into that comfortable space of like, this is working, I'm just going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
And never progress.
I get like genuine anxiety when I think, holy fuck, I'm never going to write another joke again.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you're like, what if this is it? Oh, he's just going to cough off mic. Yes, fuck yes.
Hey, I went off mic.
Yeah, not far professional enough off mic.
Wow.
All right. I'm watching the bars. They're actually really distracting.
You are fucking autistic. Look at these pretty lights. They're going up and down.
I know.
I bet you're just sitting in the back of your head thinking, if I make weird noises into these microphones, I'm going to watch these lights go up and down.
No, but now that you've given me the fucking idea, it's a struggle.
Sorry, Tyler. You're going to have to edit out some fucking reeing soon.
We've got our producer, Tyler.
Killing it.
Sitting between us. He's the meat in the man sandwich right now.
In the wank room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wank room. I did come up for a name for this room before. I wanted to say recorded live, because we're here.
Yep.
But it's not live because it's recorded.
I think it suits the podcast, though.
Yeah.
Recorded live.
Yeah. Recorded live from the fucking dungeon.
The tug dungeon.
Yeah.
You're going to fuck that up.
The tug dungeon. If I say it enough, it'll start sounding weird and I won't ever say it again.
Good. That's the best we can hope for.
Yeah. So what were your notes? Because I had a note.
Can't move past the topic that you thought it would be a good idea to actually broadcast this live from the Tug Dungeon with the fucking mess that's in here. There's just like, what is going on? There's just
milk crates. All right, so there's a spice rack there. There looks to be a Bible.
All right, you don't have to list every object of trash that's in here.
A red bag.
But there's a lot of junk just fucking piled up in here.
Mm.
And you're like, this would be a good thing for the audience to see. Just
no, because they'd only see the window.
You're just hoarding, man.
And you got like part of the guitar.
You got an old air conditioner?
Two old air conditioners.
Why?
Because the first one didn't work and the second one I haven't turned on yet.
Just, yeah. If we're going to broadcast this live, you got to clean out some trash.
We need a good shelf like Buttsy's got.
Oh, yeah, the shelf.
Yeah, the shelf.
And a nice Makita fucking stereo there to let them know that you're a proper Aussie bloke.
Yeah.
That's fucking got Rubbo on site. He's like, yeah, fucking, I've seen one of them at the trade site. Yeah, fucking, come down on site. I'll show you how to fucking pump me Makita stereo. It's fucking awesome. This thing is just set to Triple J. Dial never fucking moves, cunt.
Oi, if I ever buy one of those things, I'm desoldering the fucking tuning thing.
Leave it on Triple J.
Yeah, leave it on Triple J. And it'll fuck me too, because I'll move away for work and then I won't be able to change the frequency. So it's just like, oh, you got a stereo. Yeah, it doesn't. That only works in fucking Newcastle.
Quality brand though, Makita. I'll give him that. You know? What I won't give him though, and I don't like shitting on other comedians, but this is just funny. The whole fucking like Why So Serious tour or whatever it is that he's doing.
Yeah, that poster.
Fucking cringe, Buttsy. What are you doing?
Yeah.
There's that whole meme that around the internet, like, of fucking nerdy dudes, like, dressing up in that. It's like, that's done. You can't dress up as the Joker anymore. No. It's not cool.
It's
the opposite of cool.
Well, he's just, I don't know. Like, I have no idea. Why hasn't someone said this to him?
Someone needs to sit him down and be like, bad idea, man.
Yeah.
Just saying.
It's fucking cringy. It's
fucking the worst. Anyway, if he wants to do that, he's probably going to make more money than we ever will. And fucking good on him.
Yeah, I know. Maybe that's what we need to start doing, is dressing up like the Joker.
I feel like that's not going to help. You could go as the Penguin. Danny DeVito fucking looking cunt.
Danny DeVito's my little brother.
Yeah.
Who still hasn't done comedy yet. Like, since the Stag. He's in Sydney. He lives in the CBD.
Yeah, well, there's heaps of comedy on.
I know. He could do a show every night. Oh, no, I haven't done it.
Yeah, he's a lazy cunt.
Yeah.
Most comedians are. Anyway, notes.
That was perfect timing for you to move away from the mic while I took a sip.
Yep.
I'm sinking beers today because it's a Saturday morning.
Yep.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Perfect time for it. 7 o'clock. You're full of shit, cunt. Oh, yeah. Well, we got to go over the whole fucking what happened last weekend again then. That'll fill in some content.
Yeah, okay. I don't remember what happened.
What do you mean you don't remember? You're that whacked out.
Alcoholism.
Your wife went away for 2 days and you fell apart like soft bread.
So she went away for 2 days. I didn't eat properly. The house was a mess. I woke up for no reason whatsoever at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, you didn't take your medications.
I didn't take my medication either. So I was all fucking dizzy. I fell over.
So you just high all the time. And then you had a crash.
Yeah. It was fucking rough.
Oh, Tyler's shit.
Quietly trying to make noise. Oh. Ah, he's got his V. Wouldn't take a... Is it a Monster?
It's a mother.
You're not allowed to drink Monster anymore fucking unless hell. You've got a flat cap.
It's a mother.
Mother. I can't read. I can read.
Doesn't
but
surprise
I
me.
I can't read.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I fell apart like soft bread.
Didn't feed the dogs.
No, yeah. No, because I didn't get up till 1 o'clock.
You didn't even feed yourself.
Yeah. Well, let's...
The joke there was that she's like your handler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's my handler.
Yeah.
And
you've
I'm
got
autistic.
A full-time carer. Yeah, and she...
I'm autistic.
You're very autistic, and you walk around on your tippy toes, but... That's besides
I'm working on that. I'm working on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's pretty funny. One of the guys was talking about this dude at work. He's like, yeah, he's fucking useless. Cunt used to walk around on his tippy toes and shit. And I'm like, oh, fuck. He's just like a he's talking about a reincarnation of me right now. And I'm just standing there as he's ripping this dude, and everything he's saying is related directly to me also.
Don't you hate, like, that when someone's just putting someone down? You're like, I do all those things.
So fuck. Much. I was just like, fucking Christ.
It hurts. Yeah. I know you're not talking about me, but I'm taking all this very personally.
So much. But yeah. I have been working on the whole tippy toes thing. Like, heel first, heel first, heel first. It's like trying to walk again.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I also had a review with the boss. Sit down with him.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
Not good. Not good. He's like, yeah, nah, you're a shit cunt. Yeah,
about that. Yeah. Well,
He's like, there's two sites you can't go back to now. I was like, oh, fuck. He's like, it was when you ended up in hospital. He goes, so they're like very close correlations. He's like, yeah, but that's not good. I'm like, oh, so am I going to lose my job? He's like, no, you're not going to lose your job.
Were those sites far away? Like shitty sites to go to?
They were shitty sites to go to.
Well, win-win, mate.
And honestly, I'm not that upset about it. Like, I'm really not.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, good, because working at that place was fucked. Like, and the other one's like an 8-hour drive, so I'm like, oh, sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I don't see what the problem is.
No, I don't. Like, I've still got my job, and I don't have to go to these two shitty places, so... It's good.
Just got to wait for the podcast to take off, and then you can live off that Patreon money, champion.
Yeah. Well, actually, that's one of the things we did want to talk about today, is the old Patreon.
Oh, yeah. We're doing a Patreon like every other fuckwit.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a dollar.
I was against it.
Split three ways. That's 33.3 cents each.
33333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333333
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So we've got a Patreon. What are some of the goals, Ethan? Because you've made these goals and haven't consented with me on, like, on even one of them. Like, not one.
Well, I went through the effort of setting it up, so I made the goals.
And they're all pretty fucking gay.
They're very homoerotic goals to have. Well, there's different tiers. There's like three tiers, first of all. So, shit cunt tier, number one.
Shaz.
And I did not think that that would get passed when they reviewed the page, the shit cunt tier, but it did. So, that's a dollar.
You pay. They're like, no one's giving these cunts money anyway.
Yeah, so exactly. No one's even going to know about it.
Yeah.
So, for a dollar, you get fuck all.
Yeah.
So, a dollar a month if you want to support us. You get a thank you. That's about it.
Yeah.
But thanks. We do appreciate it.
Yeah,
thanks, Shaz, for contributing a dollar. That's one US dollar, by the way.
Yeah. So, we get like $1.10.
At least.
At least. Minus the 2.5.
Let's just hope that our economy crumbles and therefore we're getting paid more.
I feel like
the US dollar.
Yeah, no, I feel like the US economy is going to fucking really crumble before ours. And
this
then
is a bit of a tangent
follow.
To go on. Anyway, tier two is podcast subscriber, right? That's the one that we suggest people do. $5 a month, you know? That's a cup of coffee.
And what do you get?
Has a cup of coffee ever made you laugh? No. Has this podcast? Also, no. But you should support us.
Chug us some money.
Yeah.
I don't need it. But Tyler does.
Yeah, it's for Tyler, not
for us. It's really for Tyler.
Support Tyler.
Tyler's one third in this joint venture. And he works harder.
Tier three is pervert tier. Got a nice little picture of Louis CK there. Apparently, if you Google pervert, that's what comes up. So I thought that was pretty funny. And that's $20. And we'll send you a picture of... we'll send you a dick pic. That's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. $20 is $20.
Like, you don't want to see my dick. I've seen Ethan's dick. You probably don't want to see that either. But...
Why? What's wrong with my dick?
Ah, look, your head's way bigger than the rest of you. It's like a mushroom dick.
Yeah.
The head's too big.
What do you mean? The words too big and dick do not go in the same sentence together.
Yeah, they do, you fucking dongoloid.
the size of the head, that's like a biological thing to like pull the sperm back out of the vagina.
Like a vagina plunger.
Yeah, exactly.
What does it sound like when you're pulling your cock out of Shaz? We're not done with the topic of Shaz, by the way, because she still didn't get her butthole out today.
That's a bit of a weird tangent to go on when I'm in the middle of explaining the goals of getting
I suppose we should go back to the goals.
Yep. So,
what about $20 for Shaz's butthole? I feel like we'd get a lot more buys on that one.
Probably. You don't want to see her butthole, though.
Why not?
It's a mess. I've destroyed that thing.
I'm more curious than anything.
$5. We get to $5.
Yep.
Per month. We'll continue to do the podcast. That's goal number one. Goal number two is $100 a month. We'll actually pay Tyler a decent rate, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Goal three
is... Hold up. What do we define as a decent rate?
I don't know, a third of...
A third of $100.
We're just going thirds, aren't we?
He's already getting 20. So on top of the money we already give him, or he just gets the 30?
He just gets
and
the
we
third.
Stop paying him.
Well, it depends on how high it goes. At one point, we're just going to have to be like, we're not paying you for this anymore. We're all getting like heaps of money, hey.
Can you imagine if we were getting $102 a month? Fuck, we'd be going off.
Mm.
$102 a month. I don't know what I'd do with myself. I'd be able to quit my job.
Well, for $500 a month, we're going to keep doing the podcast every week.
So we're talking 100 subscribers at $5. Yeah.
Yes. Then $1,000. This is where it gets a bit homoerotic. If we're making $1,000 a month, one time we are...
I thought it was 1,000 subscribers.
No, $1,000.
Is that all?
That's all.
That's...
You're telling me you don't want to rub dicks together for $1,000 a month?
Because it's only really $330 a month.
Yeah, but you go thirds, you know. Tyler can get in there too if he wants.
Well, he is going one thirds. If you want your third, motherfucker, you're getting your pecker out. Nose ring and all.
He's got a nose ring in his pecker?
Oh.
I can't remember what the last tier was. It was like, $10,000 or something. It was like, I'm just going to blow it all on drugs and probably ruin my life. So
we'll go to Vegas and bet it all on red.
If we can have a happy medium, like we're not being greedy. We just want to be able to do the podcast.
I want to be greedy.
All right, fuck it.
Yeah,
let's be greedy.
Give us your fucking money, cunts.
Yeah, and that's the ad. Listening. That's the Patreon ad.
Russian bots, please send us money.
All right, so notes. What do you got? Oh yes. Well, the first thing we should do is the new segment that we talked about, where we both come up with a topic for each other.
Yep.
And we've got a fucking riff on it. And we'll start the
riff. No. It's not where we both riff on it. We've got to come up with a joke for the next week. I was thinking we could end on this one, but you brought it up early.
No, we should do it live on the podcast. You pick a premise, and then I try and come up with a joke with it on the spot.
Okay.
And then I pick a premise and you try and come up with a joke with it on the spot. We see how bad we are at this.
Yep, okay. You ready?
All right, what do you got?
Dead aborted babies.
Fuck! How do you make that into a joke?
I know, that's the point. I told you, we were talking about it earlier. I said, if you manage to make this funny, it'll be so funny.
Well, the way you worded it was retarded to begin with, because dead aborted babies. There's no alive aborted babies. You fucking idiot.
Look, it was just going to be dead babies, but then I chucked in the aborted bit at the end.
Abortion's a lot easier to make a joke about.
Yeah.
I could make an abortion joke.
Okay. Go for it.
Nah, I've got nothing.
Yeah, it's so much easier. I can just make a joke about it. Yeah. You got nothing.
Why'd you just give me a fucking homo voice? That's not very nice.
That wasn't a homo voice.
That was like a flamboyant...
This is a homo voice.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I got no abortion jokes on the fly. The only one I can think of is the Stanhope one, that abortion is green and saves the planet. But that's more of a premise.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking that one. That's already been done. What else is there?
The point... I think we really should have gone with Shaz's idea, which was you've got a week to mull on it and then come back next week. And her point was that viewers would come back to see what we've got.
Ah, which is fuck all.
Yep, no, you've got a week on it. All right. We can certainly riff on it in the moment.
All right, here's your one.
All right.
Your one is the premise. I read an article the other day. It said cuckolding is healthy.
Cuckolding is healthy. Wow. If that was the case, I'd be skinny.
Fuck you. That was funny. You cunt.
Yep.
Oh, I guess we know who's better off the cuff now.
Yep.
Maybe it's because I pitched you a fucking good premise.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel like the dead babies one's a great premise, or abortion's a great premise. Like, but it's so hard. The challenge factor is up there, but so is the payoff.
Ah. So, like your challenge factor in the mental department.
Yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's bad.
All right, so I'm going to do an abortion joke for next week, and you're going to do a cuckolding joke.
Yeah. All right, let me write that down real quick, because I've got the memory of a fucking, I don't know, what's those things with bad memories?
A fat faggot.
How dare you use that word?
Pretty sure I've used that before, but it's still a good one.
It's such a fun word. Faggot.
Just keep saying it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, is Shaz going to show me her butthole later?
Yeah, if you want.
All right. Yep, sweet. Do I have to get my dick out in exchange?
That's the going rate, apparently. She seems pretty insistent.
Should we invite her in here?
No. Fucking make a lot of
ruckus. We were
going
to try and get her to give you head live on the podcast, which really plays into my cuckolding joke pretty well.
How does that play into your cuckolding joke?
Well, I guess.
Your wife's not blowing me.
Yeah, no, that's
true.
That
would be cuckolding.
Can Shaz blow me?
That would be me being cuckolded.
Hmm. Well, I don't want Tanya to blow you, so.
Well, I guess you're out of luck.
That'd be like cucky. Cuck's going to turn into the new faggot, I reckon.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
that's
100%.
Like, they just change those words around. Cuck's going to be not allowed to say cuck pretty soon.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just around the corner. Yeah. You couldn't do slut shaming, so now they've got thought. That's the new word for slut.
Yeah.
They just changed the fucking word, and then it's, oh, you can't use that word. So they're just going to keep making up words.
Yeah, I know.
Shit to get around it.
Yeah. Where, there's always going to be a word for someone who acts like a faggot.
Yeah.
And that's not a gay person. That's just someone being a faggot.
Yep.
And we all know what I'm talking about before you go on Twitter and harass me, which will make no difference because I'm not on Twitter. Dude, you've like started up this Twitter storm. Oh, have I? That's a pity.
I'm not even on there to enjoy.
I'm
going to
get all this hate on Facebook. Oh, well, they can't add me, so I won't see any of their messages.
Yeah.
They're going to get you fired from work. Well, they don't know where I work because I'm anonymous. I work at the potato factory. Dead air.
Yeah, no, I just thought I'd leave you on that one. You fucking potato factory joke. Heaps good. Let that one marinate.
Mm.
Got any bits?
I have. I just put my thing down in exchange for my beer.
Fuck, it's 3 o'clock. What's going on? Where's the day gone?
Well,
I'm going snowboarding tomorrow. That's going to be sick.
That is cool. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Masters of radio.
It's not radio, you fuckhead. So good.
So much content.
The last episode was so good too, guys.
It didn't feel like an hour. We just sort of cruised through it.
I feel like we should be giving that one away for the dollar. Shit cunt tier.
Oh, yeah. Half a pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we can do that for a dollar.
And I think the $5, 100%, you can listen to all of our terrible sets. So you get to know what it's like to bomb. Just horrifically.
Mm.
Like we do really most of the time.
Yep. Yeah.
So
we're not great.
For $20... You can steal our shitty jokes.
Yeah, they're all yours.
They're all yours. You can take them and put them on your next Netflix special, and we will not say we'll say a thing because we're so proud.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, my joke made it onto Netflix. That is awesome.
Sorry, I'm just getting fucking caved in by this pile of Liquorland bags in the trash pile
so
behind
many,
me. They're just
we get them for free.
Well, awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
like we know someone.
You can't say no.
You can't.
It's a free shit.
canvas bag. They're fucking awesome.
They're a canvas bag, but they're a liquor land bag.
So I know. They're like compartmentalized.
Yeah, for your bottles.
Yeah.
So they're fucking useless, and you have a pile of them.
So many, because we get them for free because we know the guy who works at Liquorland. I got $4 off my fucking carton. $4.60, thank you very much. So you can take that to the bank and shove it up.
You didn't even get a free bag.
Pipe and smoke it sometimes. You know what? I'm just going to keep filling in dead air while you keep rustling around in the background. That's just great.
Where's your joke, cunt?
Nah, fuck you.
Well, I'll do my joke then.
All right. Hold up. Yeah, I've got my joke. I'm sorry, I got sidetracked.
Fucking hell.
It's my ADD. All right, so you ever get an itchy arsehole and you know if you scratch...
You're going to get poopy fingers?
You're going to have to go and have to throw away another pair of underwear. But I was thinking I could be like, all right, ladies, you'll know where I'm coming from. Any ladies in the crowd tonight? And then bring that up just to make them feel awkward.
That'll work. I'm sure that they'll go, yes, I've had that issue many times.
Yeah. I'll do my ones from last week as well, considering... I don't think you even had jokes last week, did you?
Oh, well, I didn't go on, so no. I did not have jokes.
Yeah, all right. So I've got a couple. Miley Cyrus has threatened to have... like, not to have kids until we save the planet. In other news, tire fires have gone up 3,000%, which... bombs, it's a terrible joke. And then I finished that with, I thought that one would hit you like a wrecking ball, which is also just fucking terrible. All right, but don't worry. The next one is, you guys ever heard of a roach motel? It's like a pest catcher for cockroaches. It's got glue on the bottom. Don't ever stick your dick in one of those.
Fucking hell, these are bad.
Yeah, I know. They're starting to use wasp spray as synthetic methamphetamines to get high.
Is this true at all?
100%.
All right.
There's been 3 overdoses on it. And what I want to know is, how do we know those people weren't wasps dressed as people?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Maybe you should go with a pun about getting buzzed.
Yeah.
A nice wasp pun.
Yeah. And I really wanted to just, I wanted to make the new song. Fuck, you know that song, Kiss Me? Kiss Me.
Oh, yeah? You're going to do a bit of Weird Al parody on this?
Yeah, I wanted to turn it into Fist Me.
Oh, yeah. Very clever.
Yeah, Tyler gave the nod.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, that's pretty good. Fist Me.
Yeah, no, do it. Do it now.
Down by the river. Fist Me. Just
shoehorn the river part in.
Yeah, look, I...
Do you know the actual lyrics to the original song?
I think it's about, I don't know, touching babies.
No, it's not.
Well, my mistake. Sorry.
I asked if you knew the lyrics, not what the song was about.
I'm drunk.
Because you kind of need to know the lyrics before you're going to do a parody of it.
I thought it was a song about love.
Again, that's the premise, not the lyrics.
Oh, Kiss Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're onto it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Kiss Me. Right onto my boy pussy.
Fuck, that's bad.
So good. I wish I could hear what I'm sounding like right now, but we don't have the 3.5mm adapters. Did you buy those on Amazon yet, Tyler? Fuck, you hate spending other people's money, don't you? Well, here's my Amazon. Go ahead and go nuts.
Sounds
and
a lot he's like just work. Like,
well, yeah, that's true.
Maybe you should ask nicely.
Hey, Tyler, instead would of you
demanding
please...
that people do things all the time.
He's still shaking his head.
Maybe a little please and thank you here and there.
Maybe a little bit go fuck yourself.
How about, could you please order some of them for the podcast? That'd be great, champion. Cheers.
Well, I think he was worried that we were going to overpay for it on Amazon somehow.
We've already overpaid for all this gear.
We haven't.
That's never going to get used properly.
Nah, we can definitely resell this mixer for like $50.
Yeah, I know a few people in the DJ scene that would trade that thing for drugs, like real quick. If you want to get fucked up.
Yeah. All right, so what are your jokes, Mr.?
All right, I only have one. It's quality, not quantity.
You've got 2 weeks to come up with jokes.
Yeah, well, my jokes from last week got cut out. All right,
do your joke. I did my jokes from last week.
I was writing a fair bit. I just didn't prepare for the podcast, I'll be honest. I wrote some shit. I was writing on some topics and shit. It's all on my fucking computer. I didn't write it down for the podcast because I don't care. Because it's, yeah, anyway.
And you want people to give us their money.
Yep. This is the quality of shit you get. All right. So I've got one good premise. It's about my dad being overbearing. Like, we've all, some people, overbearing fathers, you know. Like, no matter what you do, they're not impressed. And anything.
So you've got daddy issues.
I've got daddy issues.
And you go out and fuck every man you see.
Do you want me to do the joke or not?
I'm sorry. I'm just being.
Stop projecting. I know you want to fuck every man you see. We'll fuck later. Anyway.
All right.
Overbearing dad premise. And no matter what I do, like, he's always trying to give me advice, even for shit that he's got, like, no fucking clue about, like comedy. He'll fucking try and be like, oh, yeah, you should do this or that. Or, I heard this bit, you should do that. I'm like, you can't fucking steal bits.
He's just giving you other people's jokes.
He's just giving me fucking bad advice, like real bad advice. And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure I got this one, Dad. But the joke is that, like, he'd give me advice no matter what. Like, he could walk on me fucking Shaz. And he'd be like, yeah, nah, I don't think you're doing it right there, champion, if you tried this.
He just start fucking your missus. He just did. Get out of the way, son. Let me show you how it's done.
Not where I was going with it.
But it's much better.
Oh, I'm glad you think so. Nothing like your dad fucking your girlfriend to really get the crowd on side.
See, just showing you how it's done.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Just showing you how it's done.
Righto, Mr. fucking Panda Joke. And
this is how I fuck your mum.
You know how to start a joke? Ask the crowd something that they're never going to answer to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a rhetorical question. All right.
There's a difference between a rhetorical question and asking a question that no one's ever going to answer.
No difference. That's the point of a rhetorical question.
No, it's not. A rhetorical question.
You're supposed to be the smart one out of us
answer.
Two. Why am I fucking. Why have I got you on this? Come on.
You think you've got me on it?
I haven't.
But you're just retarded.
I ask a rhetorical question. See, you fuck with shit in the background, and this is.
Coming at ya.
I should really start throwing some of this junk out.
It's just piles of shit falling down on top of me.
It didn't fall on top of you, you fucking baby.
All right, so I think that's a good premise. Apart from, I'm not going to do the part about my dad fucking my girlfriend.
I think you should.
But no, not about that.
Yeah, I am.
I think it'd be funnier if he was just like, have you tried, you know, you tried putting a finger in there in your ass while you're doing that?
Ah. Dad.
I do that to your mum all the time. She loves it. It's like, no, this is an intimate thing, like comedy, that you don't understand. I've had plenty of practice. Just leave it to me. I got this.
There's some jokes I could make, but I can't make them.
Why not?
Because I can't.
No.
Because I love your mum, and I wouldn't want to shame her.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
So that's your joke.
Yeah, it's not really a joke.
Well,
it's a premise. But yeah.
You're supposed to write jokes for this bit. There's two parts. There's jokes and then there's premises. But all you're
Sorry,
coming
wasp
at me...
man, I didn't know that was a joke. Fucking Miley Cyrus with the wrecking ball. Is that a joke, is it?
It's not a premise.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker.
So I just phone it in and do some real, real shitty joke just to be like, well, at least I've got a punchline.
I wrote four fucking jokes.
Mate, you're
You've got one premise.
Are you going to do any of those on stage?
I'm really giving some thought into one of them.
Is it the Miley Cyrus one?
No. I laid that one on our good friend Mark from one of the previous episodes. And, yeah, nah. Like, he's like... Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, nah.
And this is a guy who makes jokes about, like, 10-year-olds being molested.
Well,
he was the 10-year-old,
he wasn't going to do that ever again or put it on the podcast. So, nah, good on you for putting that out there.
Yeah. But he was the 10-year-old. It's funny if you're the person getting molested.
Yeah, well, we went through those stories earlier.
Yeah. So, look, I'm a little bit on the fence about... The only one I would ever really do is probably the Roach Motel one.
Okay.
Because it's just so far fucking... So far afield that people won't see it coming.
Yeah, right. Like the granny with the cables up a cunt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, good on you. I want to see how this goes.
Like, it's like one of those jokes. It's just like, just you chuck it in there, and then like, it just catches people offside. It's an in-between joke.
That's what you want to do, really get the crowd offside. Yeah.
What? People were like, against roach motels.
Yeah.
Against insect sex. Like, that's where we draw the line, Mr. Coin.
I'm not saying it as it's a... like an offensive thing. I'm just saying it's probably going to get the crowd offside.
It's a ridiculous premise. And yeah. Like, when I ask people, have you ever jerked off a panda before? It's so fucking random that people just immediately start laughing at it.
Just immediately. Every time you mention it, people just crack up, man.
Are you being sarcastic?
Yeah.
Because I've got the recording of people laughing at it.
I'm being facetious.
But I've got the recordings of people laughing at it, which you can get for $5 a month.
Ah, yeah.
That's how you advertise, motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. They can listen to that recording and make their own decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And their decision will be, he's right. They are laughing at that. I'm not.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's not the sort of thing that should be out in the public either. And that's the point of this podcast,
yeah.
Which is we're putting stuff out there for people who are kind of at our level, who understand what it's like when you just... It's not even about writing jokes more than just getting up on stage and delivering your material.
Oh, I thought you meant we're putting content out there for people that are slightly suicidal.
Wow.
Nearly there, quite depressed. Like, have you tried stand-up?
Are you talking about me again?
No, just in general.
Look, I watched the new Top Gun trailer. Look, I'm fucking throwing it out there.
Right, you put that in there, mate.
And it's just, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's like 25 years in the Navy. Multiple medals.
That's a lot of ass fucking.
Oh, so much. And netball. Homoerotic netball.
It's
a show. It's a movie about fighter pilots. Men want to watch that, and then they have that netball scene. I don't understand it, but it makes my dick move a little bit. Just a little.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been in the Air Force. You should have joined the Navy.
I should have joined the Navy. But I actually worked on the planes that they've got in those... No, never mind, I didn't.
A little bit of backburning there, Pud.
A little bit of backburning.
I'm just going to make something up.
I watched... I saw some photos online the other day, and this is not even that interesting, but I saw some photos someone took of the new Joint Strike Fighter. He just spent an hour out at the airport taking photos. And all I could think of is when I saw the skin of the aircraft and how it's designed and there's no edges or anything like that, like, fuck, that'd be a cunt of a thing to work on. Like, no screws visible, nothing like that. Like, they've got to fucking, like, make it all smooth. I remember used to just pull a Hornet in and there'd be a couple of screws, like, vibrated loose and... The panel's half, like, fucking rattly and shit. There's oil leaking from the fuel tank and, like, hydraulic fluid coming out of the wings. And you're just like, fuck yeah. This thing's awesome to work on. And, look, I'm going nowhere with that.
Yeah, that was a good story, Mitch. There you go, listener. Now you know that the, what type of Hornet is it, Mitchell? FA-18 or something?
Yeah, FA-18.
Yeah. So those are pieces of shit, apparently, according to Mitchell.
They are.
They're
30 years old. Of course they're pieces of shit. Has anyone driven a 30-year-old car and gone, fuck, this is awesome?
And we're 27-year-old pieces of shit. Way.
Well. More dead air.
Yep.
Just fucking really just... You're really not putting any effort into it. I'm really just not. Like,
I had notes.
Yeah.
I've decided to discard them a while ago. There's just...
Nah, throw them in.
I was trying to think of another bit to do. We haven't done Fap of the Week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Fap of the Week.
Yeah.
What was... You better start.
Because you better got nothing?
Start. No, because...
You got to go through the catalogue of Faps and pick out which one was the best.
Yeah, actually, let me just look at my history real quick.
Yeah, good on you. Make sure you play it. Really just get it going.
You going to tell us your Fap of the Week or what?
Yeah, yeah, no. It was the vet lesbian fisting video.
Fisting?
Yeah, lesbian fisting. Basically, the story is she calls a friend over who's a vet because she has something stuck in her ass. Or at least that's the con, right? She doesn't actually have something stuck in her ass. So... She's like, can you just reach in there and, like, get it out for me? And she's like, oh, I don't really do this kind of thing. It's, like, really this playful, like, oh, all right, I guess. And she, like, tricks her into fisting her asshole.
Yeah.
What a trick.
Fucking ultimate catfish right there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
And, yeah, so she gets a whole hand in there and she's fishing around for stuff. And she's like, nah, move it in and out faster. Yeah, no, it's good. Search lesbian vet fisting on Pornhub. We are sponsored today by Pornhub and lesbian vet fisting. It's a great watch. And then her vet friend ends up getting fisted at the end of it too.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened because it's like a short sample clip. It's not the full thing. So they cut it and then somehow it's like, oh, the toy's lost in you now. And then her friend's fist deep in her. She's pulling weird faces.
Yeah.
It's a great watch. Yeah, I started watching E Fucked and then I just went down a rabbit hole.
But so it was on E Fucked.
Yeah, I think it was on E Fucked.
Yeah.
And then I found and that other one of what's that fucking Asian chick's name? Porn star.
Asira Akira?
Nah.
Akira Asira?
Nah, that's a different one. Anyway, she's got like a face full of cum and she's like trying to kiss the male porn star.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. And that's a really cute video.
Yeah. Especially when she's like, and she's laughing. She's just having a great time.
I know. I love seeing someone do what they love.
I think I missed the bit last week where I was talking about how the dude with the nosebleed, how he like lifted like 400 fucking, what was it? I think it's in my notes. Anyway, I was like 400 and something kilos.
Yeah.
Like half a ton deadlift and his nose just blew open and he's just pissing out blood. He's pushing his body to the limit and everyone's like, that's so fucking motivating. It's like porn stars don't get the fucking same credit. Like they're pushing their body to the limit.
Yeah.
Hot Kinky Joe can fit like 6 basketballs up her asshole.
Yeah.
That's motivating. Like that's pushing your body to the limits just in a different way.
I want to know what it's like for those women to get pregnant.
I just have it drop out.
Well, there are those stories too.
Where it just fell out of me.
Well, yeah, like stories of women in the, like, they're in the shopping centre and they get this weird pain and then all of a sudden, a baby drops out of them.
Yeah.
It's like, why is it always... Like, how does that happen? How? And where do I meet these women?
So I can crawl up inside them with my tiny little head and hands.
It is cold lately, all right? It'll be good.
Robbo first.
Yeah. I just pulled a thick hair out of my mouth.
Awesome. That's what we want.
And, like, I've got kind of a beard, but at the same time, it's like, I hope that's not a pube. Because beard hair and pubes are kind of like, they're very similar. And you're like, I really, really hope that's not a pube.
Mm. So, you're going to tell us your Fap of the Week?
Yeah, basically, I went on a deep dive. I was like, I've been in this fucking weird weeb sort of thing, watching a lot of anime and stuff. And I was like, fuck, I want some hot, Japanese uncensored porn.
Hard to find.
No, it's not. One of the things I've got against it is they're not shaven, for one.
That's to hide the colour of the pussy underneath, which is like a brown sort of mottled colour, like cooked beef.
But I'm looking at anal stuff anyway. But if you search Japanese anal, it's all poo porn.
Oh, yeah.
It's all poo porn. And you're like...
Or eels.
Eels, yeah.
Eels.
Tentacles, eels. Up in Zordia. And then there was just this one scene, and I didn't click on it. I only saw the thumbnail, and it was like five doctor-looking dudes, like surgeons with the masks and stuff. And the title was Such and Such Enema. And there was just a lot of brown liquid.
Mm. So what was it like to come to that?
I just went to Tushy.
Oh, okay.
You go to what you know.
Go where it's good.
Yeah. You go to what you know.
Have you ever seen the Japanese video of the chick that gets an enema, but they have this roof, like off the roof, all these ropes rigged up, like from four points, and they wrap her up, and then they, like you did on the swing set as a kid,
yeah,
how you used to just like twirl yourself up out to the top, they put the enema in her,
yeah,
and fill her up while she's wound up, and then they yank it out, and then they let her go, and she just fucking spins.
Like someone's got a fucking, like shit, a sprinkler swinging, yeah, over their head.
Shit's just spraying everywhere. It's a fucking great video. Check it out.
Could we link that on the website? We need to link that on the website.
Yeah, sure.
We just need to do a tab for references.
Yeah.
What's the name of the website, Ethan?
HowToNotComedy.com.
Yeah, see, that's how you plug, guys. Mm, yeah. I even went through our YouTube videos and edited them to add our website as well. Ah, so we can get some...
Good job, mate. Good to see you pitching in.
Yeah.
Doing something apart from Mitch Dozer and every podcast.
Yeah, well, look, I keep it going. Because if I just stopped talking...
It'd just be dead air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So I'm the thinker and you're the sayer.
Yeah. Like, I'm the colour on the cod... On the cod past.
Yep. You really nailed it there.
I'm going to stick with that one.
And that is what you're here for, mate.
All right. So,
Did you see Elliot's fucking video of him fucking blowing a snot rocket on stage?
No.
He like laughs through his nose. It's so disgusting. Shout out to Elliot Stewart.
Elliot Stewart.
He's a fucking funny cunt.
He's one of the funniest comedians, if not the funniest comedian getting around in Newcastle.
All right, don't suck his dick too hard.
Look, but he complimented me on my set once.
Oh, okay. Anyway, there's a video of him going around, doing a set, and he laughs, exhales through his nose, and just this giant fucking snot rocket. From the crowd, like, from the videos where he's further away, like whoever's filming is further away,
yeah,
you can't really see what happened. He just sort of laughs and then rubs his nose, but someone got a real close-up. It's so disgusting. I was having breakfast cooking some eggs, and I literally like...
It's
fucking fantastic. So,
the worst thing... You go.
No, I'm done.
You ever... Like, there was a kid in my class when I was at North Lakes Public, and he was just that gross kid. He always had like a snotty nose, and he was always like weird looking. Cunt used to sit with his legs crossed lots, and he was gay. But
obviously,
he'd also be that
legs.
He'd also be that kid who sneezed lots, and snot rockets had come out. And I remember this one day, he sneezed, and we used to have to be in line holding hands, and he sneezed, and just like this fucking crazy snot rockets come out, and the whole, like, we're five or six, it's kindergarten, ew! Like, everyone's just spread apart, and it's just like this fucking huge snot rocket just down in, like, and you're just like, oh, man. And the only thing that would be worse than that is doing that on a stage in front of a bunch of adults.
I don't know about the only thing worse than that. Pretty sure that there's like porn stars that get paid to like blow snot rockets on people.
But they're getting paid. This poor little kid just got paid out.
You talking about Elliot or the fucking kid?
Both.
Yeah.
That's. I got nothing else to add to that story.
Yeah, cool. No, good story, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm glad that you dug that one up from the memory banks.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how you get memories like that? They come to you and like, oh, that happened.
Oh, I'll tell this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good shit.
There's always this other memory I have of when I was in kindergarten and I didn't make a lot of friends.
And he's going for another one. All right, yeah. Let's fill this last 10 minutes.
And they're like, oh, man, they all had action men. And they're playing with the action men. And I went to this kid. His name was also Mitchell.
All you had was a stick because you're a poor cunt.
Yeah. We weren't poor. My parents just spent all their money on drugs. They don't anymore.
It really shows.
They got clean. And I just said to him, are you my friend? And he gave me this weird look. He's like, yeah. I was like, oh, awesome. And then I ran around all excited.
I should have said no that day. Yeah. Would have saved 14 years of trauma.
Only to your bunghole.
Yeah.
The rest of the trauma was brought on by your drug addictions.
True.
Yeah. No. We just got real there.
Can't win them all.
Yeah, well.
I'll get back onto that gravy train later on in life, I reckon.
Oh, when you're like 65.
I'm saving it for when my parents are dead and there's no one left to judge me. And then I can just go fucking ham because I'm not having kids.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting until they're gone. And then I'm punching out right behind them.
I can't wait till you have kids. And I can remind you of this. And you're like,
I really don't want fucking kids, man.
Neither do I, but it's happening. Yeah, I wanted to adopt. Not like, I wanted to adopt.
Yeah, would you pick a hot one?
Oh, fuck. Of course.
No, I'm saying, like, if you're going to adopt, you're not going to fucking pick the ugly one.
No, you are going to pick the ugly one. Because you don't have to worry about anyone fucking them.
Well, anyone else or yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You don't want that kind of fucking...
It depends. I'm not saying you pick a real young one either. I'm not saying fuck kids. I'm saying, like, if you're going to pick one, you probably want one that's fucking, like, matured a bit, because otherwise you're going to have to be wiping buttholes.
Yeah, well, that's the point.
With snotty
shits. I want one that can wipe its own ass. Like, I'll go to the orphanage. I'm like, can you wipe your own ass? And she's like, meh! I'm like, I'll take that as a no.
Yep.
And I'm like, all right, 16-year-old, I'm not paying for you just for 2 years, and you're going to be all weird and bring boys around to the house.
You have to pay for them.
Well, they've got to eat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you don't actually buy them.
There's no adoption fee?
Yeah,
no,
this isn't
Not like
Lao.
A dog?
I'm not going to Lao, Cambodia. He's by my kid. It's a little bit racist. But there are a lot of kids.
It is when you do the accent, yeah.
There are a lot of kids for sale in those sort of countries.
Yep.
You reckon we could buy, like, you reckon we could go to Vietnam and buy a child just to clean my house?
How about you just clean your fucking house?
No.
You lazy cunt.
Hey, man.
Fix your shower.
Lazy cunt.
Oh, that's what we're doing. We're doing every week. Has Mitch fixed the shower yet? Last week you hadn't.
Yeah, no. There's a... Like, the plastic bag hole is getting a little bit big.
Yeah.
So, I thought about replacing that.
Oh, good. Oh, the plastic bag's actually got a hole in it.
Yeah, it's, like, a little bit stretched out.
Yeah.
There's a bit of mold growing on it, too. I might pour some bleach over it.
Good idea. You want to take care of your bag, mate.
Yeah.
Your shower bag.
So, I don't,
I heard
like
you fucked Tanya in the shower the other day.
Yeah.
I said, did you ram a head into the fucking bag hole? Said no, but it would have been a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, nah. Fucked her in the shower. Look, I'm past that, eh? It's like, it's just so much
shower
effort.
Fucking's the worst.
It's bad. Like, the only reason you want to fuck in the shower is for anal, and then she just looks at me when I'm trying to do it, like, oh, yeah. She's like, you'll get poop on your dick. I'm like, oh,
she's really
right.
Got to bend down for you as well, so it's like holding
so
a squat.
Much. She's just like, she just hands on the floor, like, bent over. It's not, yeah, look, let's just, from now on, in the dark.
In the dark.
In the dark.
That way.
We can, yeah.
It's only a problem when you can smell it.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the podcast.
All right, that's us, guys. Love yous.
Bye.